starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 76 on our journey towards financial freedom. As predicted, a rebound has occurred on the markets with its strongest day pickup since January, mainly due to the chairman of the Federal Reserve of the United States signaling his openness to rate cuts amid the current trade war tensions, therefore boosting investors' confidence. Now, we are invested in the long term indeed, and you will say that there is therefore no use to look at our stock prices daily. I will not be in an agreement with that, as I believe we need to stay in touch with the dynamics of the market, stay appraised of the news impacting our investments, and keep developing our understanding of how the stock market functions. As new and young investors, we are to continuously keep learning, and such cannot occur if we step away and let our investment thrive in the long term, even though it will. I would like to share today what I have been reflecting on in the past weeks, as I have a feeling that my investment strategy must continuously be re-examined to increase my chances to reach my objectives. So to recap my current strategy first, one, establish a yearly budget, two, complete a review of my lifestyle and expenses to a minimum as to free up cash for the purpose of investments. Three, invest the maximum percentage possible of my income towards investments. Four, invest on the stock market myself and without a third party in companies and sectors I understand. Five, invest in dividend-paying stocks only. Six, create opportunities for opening other sources of income through side ventures. So I have a very strong feeling that point number seven, which I will outline here, will be an important addition. However, this comes with a very high level of risk on your investment, however small, and you need to be prepared to lose it all without affecting your situation. Investing in a startup is now possible for as little as $100. Now, becoming an accredited investor, allowing you to make substantial investment into startups, on the other hand, is still reserved to the high net worth individuals, and by law, you will be allowed to become an accredited investor should your household makes between $200,000 and $300,000 per year, or if your net worth exceeds $1.2 million, I believe. Now, I certainly do not meet those criteria myself yet, but there are online platforms that allow you to invest similarly, but with a serious cap on your yearly investment. Such will be actually determined by your reported net worth, excluding your home, and through reporting your yearly income. As far as I'm concerned, I am eligible with a cap of $5,000 per year only. However, I believe it is reasonable money to invest at high risk, high return, and into startups that you will have an opportunity to look at in reasonable amount of detail, ask questions to founders, form your own opinion, and invest. Now, it is usually under the form of convertible notes. The investor would be loaning the money to a startup, and instead of a return in the form of principal plus interest, the investor would receive equity in the company. We would basically bet on the success of the company in the short, medium, or even long term. The more successful they become, the more you receive as a return on investment as an investor. So I have therefore decided to create an investment fund still capped at $5,000 per year until I increase my income and net worth to high levels one day. There are ways, however, to maximize this small yearly capital. You can invest it all in one startup every year, or break it down. Now, I will avoid larger startups and focus on very small ones, asking for less capital as to maximize my investment in the case, in case the company becomes successful, as your level of equity would be much more substantial than investing in a startup that has already raised a lot of capital and has already a lot of investors behind them. So I find this line of work very fascinating, and I want to explore it. The possibilities are limitless, which adds fuel on my fire. On these good words, I wish you a splendid day ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you stay updated with new episodes. It would mean a lot to me if you follow me on Instagram at the New Investor Podcast. And in the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.